This podcast is about stock management, or the importance of stock to a trading business. Let's just remember that with the VCE course, it deals with trading businesses. Trading businesses buy and sell stock. So stock is a major current asset and a major part of the asset structure of any trading business. So effective management of the stock will help the business achieve its profitability and liquidity objectives. So we're going to talk about how to better manage the stock, and by doing so, improve the business's ability to generate profits to achieve its profitability and liquidity objectives. Let's have a think about how stock impacts on the calculation of profit. Profit is revenue less expenses. When we sell stock, we generate sales or revenue. So it makes a direct contribution to the revenue of the business. Secondly, the cost of stock, the cost of goods sold, this is usually the major expense in a trading business. So the sale of stock contributes to revenue, and the cost of stock is the major expense in a trading business. So clearly, stock has a major impact on the calculation of profit in the reporting period. Because stock impacts on profit, it must also, by definition, impact on the profitability key performance indicators. For example, think about the return on revenue, net profit over sales. Because stock impacts on profit, it must impact on profit over sales, the formula. So it'll impact on the profitability KPI, return on revenue. Secondly, think about the return on assets, net profit over assets. Because stock impacts on profits, it must impact on the return on assets indicator, profit over assets. Not only as stock affects the numerator, the profit, but also stock is one of the assets, so it'll also impact on the denominator of that formula and therefore change the percentage as well. And thirdly, return on investment or return on owner's capital is net profit over average owner's equity. And because stock impacts on profit, it must also impact on the determination of the return on investment. So as well as affecting the calculation of profit and the calculation of profitability KPIs, stock will also have an impact on the business's cash position or its liquidity position. Just a reminder about the definition of liquidity. It's the ability of a business to meet its short-term cash commitments in a timely manner. Now think about the cash inflows associated with stock. If a business sells stock for cash, there will be a cash inflow associated from that stock. If the business sells on credit, then there'll still be a cash inflow, but at this time there'll be a delay whilst we wait for the cash inflow from the debtors. So cash inflows, whether it's cash sales of stock or whether it's the cash inflow from the debtors from the credit sales, there are certainly significant cash inflows associated with the sale of stock. And of course, they would be reported in the cash flow statement as positive operating activity inflows. There are also, of course, cash outflows associated with stock. If a business purchases its stock for cash, which is unusual in a trading business, but if it does, there'll be an immediate cash outflow, and that, of course, will be reported in the cash flow statement as a negative operating activity. Or if it buys on credit, as most trading businesses do, eventually there will be a cash outflow associated with that stock when the creditors are paid, and that will be reported in the cash flow statement as a negative operating activity. So stock also impacts on the business's liquidity position. Quick summary then, impact of stock, it impacts on profit performance, it impacts on profitability key performance indicators, and it also impacts on the business's liquidity situation. So management obviously will aim to improve its profit performance, improve its profitability KPIs, and improve its liquidity over time. And one way to do this is to improve the management of stock. One of the major issues in stock management is trying to get the stock mix right. This is a never-ending search. What is the best stock mix for our particular marketplace? What range or diversity of stock best matches our consumer tastes and preferences? This will not be a constant. It'll change over time. And it's up to the management to constantly research and research its own market, check out its competitors, visit the competitors, visit their websites, go to trade exhibitions, do whatever's required to get as much quality information as possible about the particular marketplace. Why? By doing so, they hopefully will lead to better decisions in their purchasing, better stock that better matches their consumer tastes and preferences. Not only is getting the stock mix one of the objectives of management, but it's also the quantity of stock for each of those stock items. So you get the mix right, whatever that is, but then how much of each stock do you have on hand? What is the optimum stock level of each type of stock? There is no particular quantum. The business has to constantly search for what is the best, the most appropriate stock level of each one of its types of stock. So there's this objective, the optimum stock level. And the best way to think about it, I think, is to see it as somewhere in between having too much stock and not having enough stock. Somewhere along that line, that continuum, is a place called the optimum stock level. And businesses will search for this optimum stock level. We're talking about the quantities of stock that it holds of each particular stock item. There are some problems associated with having, for example, too much stock. Let's have a think about those. What if a business has too much stock? Even if it's the right stock, even if the stock mix is correct, it's possible to have too much of the stock. Think about it. It would have straight away additional costs associated with that stock. There would be more freight, more cartage, higher storage or warehousing costs. The insurance of the stock would be higher. So there's definitely an increase in the costs associated with holding higher or excessive stock levels. And of course, that would work to reduce profit over time. And with excessive stock levels, there's an increased chance, depending on the sort of stock it is, but there's usually an increased chance of damage or stock obsolescence, because what happens if there are consumer changes, the tastes and preferences change over time whilst you're holding these high levels of stock? It may be that you're left with slow moving or dead stock and you might have to quit it. You might have to sell it below its cost to get rid of it. So there are some of these problems associated with holding excessive levels of stock. Of course, you can also have problems with having insufficient stock. And the major one, of course, is that you have a potential loss of sales. If customers come to your trading place and they can't find the stock, or you don't have the stock on hand, or not in sufficient quantities, then you'll lose that sale. Reduction in sales, reduction in profits. And those customers probably will seek out the stock from somewhere else, and they may never return as a customer. So you've got to have enough stock to satisfy consumer demand. And but at the same time, you don't want excessive stock. So somewhere along this continuum, we want the optimum level of stock. One of the other possible problems with insufficient stock is you're probably buying in very small quantities, and of course, by doing so, you will never get the advantages of any purchaser's discounts, that is, discounts from your suppliers if you buy a reasonably large quantity of stock. So that's a possible disadvantage as well. So once again, we're concentrating on trying to find the optimum level of stock. We don't want excessive stock, because there's problems associated with that. We don't want insufficient stock, because there's problems associated with that. Somewhere along the line, we want to have the optimum stock mix with the correct quantity of each of those stock items, and that's called the optimum stock level. Of course, using the perpetual stock system, this does work to assist stock management. Because if you think about the stock cards, they are continually providing the management with information about stock levels, without the management needing to go into the warehouse to actually physically count the stock. So that's a time saver, because most stock take time and cost money. So stock levels can be monitored by using the stock cards. Whether they're manual stock cards, whether they're computerized, having stock cards does improve the stock management, because the stock cards can also identify which stock items have low stock levels, and there might be a need to reorder. And so the system identifies that, and the management can make the appropriate decision based on that information. It might also identify the reverse, that there's some stock items that aren't selling very well at all. It might be that particular stock item needs to be discounted to try and reduce it, or you may need to actually quit that stock because it's now no longer a viable stock item given your consumer preferences. So the perpetual stock system can also work to assist the management improve its decision making. Of course, if the business doesn't have a computerized accounting system, then perhaps moving to a computerized system, which would include stock management, that would certainly work to assist or improve the stock management. If you move to a computerized system, management will get the information it wants more quickly, in a more timely manner. So information is received, or the management can access the information more quickly and more in a more timely fashion, and therefore they can make the decisions based on that information more quickly. For example, the computer system would quickly determine all the stock levels in total and of each particular stock line. It could easily compare the current stock levels against what they should be, or what they were last period, and what they are compared to what you budgeted for. The computerized system can also quickly generate, for example, key performance indicators such as stock turnover, which you can then compare to past performance or your budgeted performance. So moving to a computerized stock control system or a computerized accounting system would certainly work to improve the quality of the stock management in most trading businesses. Depending on the type of stock that's being traded, an issue in some trading businesses is the rotation of stock. This is particularly important if the stock is perishable, if it has a limited life. It has to be rotated in such a way as to reduce the possibility of waste. It might be that the stock is date stamped. It has to be used by a particular date. And then if it's not sold by a particular date, it has to be dumped. And that's a cost to the business. So rotation of stock in such a way as to minimize wastage is an important issue in many businesses, particularly those that have perishable stock or date stamped stock. Depending on the business, improving the merchandising of the stock is also another characteristic of good stock management. The management will aim to position the stock in the most appropriate place or location to maximize the chances of a sale. So the condition and the position of the stock, the merchandising of the stock, has to be such as to try and improve the possibility of sales. Another aspect of stock management is stock security. This whole issue of trying to reduce or prevent theft, whether it's by staff, whether it's by the customers, depending on the business, the management will have to monitor stock and try and reduce the incidence of theft, comparing their records against physical stock takes, and based on the information that's generated, perhaps introduce systems such as electronic tagging or surveillance systems, checking the deliveries that are coming into the business more carefully, etc. But a part of stock management is stock security. If you think about it, stock, other than cash, is probably the asset in the business most likely to be stolen. And in many businesses, it's worth a huge amount of money as a percentage of all the assets in the business. So in many trading businesses, the security of the stock is a prime issue and is certainly a part of the stock management profile.